Okay, here goes side three, sweetie. Going back to what I was saying, by the way, I have to date this thing. This is 1 June, 1:30 in the morning, 1967. Okay, where was I? Oh yeah, it was very, very easy to get the big head because of all the attention I got. And attention, it seems that people have blown this thing up to being quite a hero's role, and quite frankly, I don't feel myself being a hero when I'm up here, but it sure appeared I was when I got down there, and I'm a little perplexed by it. I think it's the same thing Jack Rudy got when he got home. He got all this notoriety, people wanting him to talk, people wanting him to appear places and give his talk, and hell, he's got his talk memorized. He's even got his slides in order. I think it's doing something to Jack. He's a very confused fellow now. He sprays letters all over Pleiku here. I bet he's written me 3 letters I haven't even had a chance to answer yet. He's written Colonel Doyle, he's written Major Jones, he's written Leak many letters, he's written Colonel Holler. And he's just spraying things all over the place. It's almost sort of a desperation type thing. He is a very busy, dynamic person, but it's almost as if he can't function without play cool, which is too bad. This should be a chapter in his life, and if he needs a chapter, I'd say these things, knowing full well I'll get back and you'll get so tired of hearing me talk about play cool in Vietnam that you'll just scream, I'm sure. But maybe I can learn a little bit from Jack. Anyway, again, I enjoyed the notoriety. Got through with the meeting. Ate some supper quickly, and then, which was good food, by the way, excellent food. Lunch. And then Lynn had the night off, so we went downtown, and we ate at this boat that they have. You know, the one that was blown up, Buzz Sawyer, and the one that's blown up about 2 or 3 times by the VC down here. And we missed all the fun. Nobody blew us up. We went down to the bar, and my first experience with the B-girls, all you have to do is sit in a bar, and there's one on your lap. And if you ignore her, she goes away, and another one comes. And you say, apparently you're just supposed to sit and pick one out that you like. And so I gave up after a while, and I started talking to one of these girls, and the minute I opened my mouth, there came a little shot glass full of water with, they call it Saigon tea, and the damn thing cost me $1, 130p, which is roughly, a little more than $1. My gin tonic cost 35 cents, 35p, I mean. So, anyway, I talked to her, I thought, hell, in the novelty of the thing, I'll talk to her. And apparently this is a very honorable profession in Saigon. This is the money-making one. Can't beat it. They make more money than anybody else, including the President Key, I guess. Her salary comes to $20,000 or $30,000 a month, which is about $300. That's pretty good even in the States for a young girl. And the average salary, of course, here is about 2,000 P or 3,000 P, which is about $30. So you can see the difference. They make a lot of money and they're very rich. And they can support a whole army of people on going to bed with a GI. Well, anyway, we left there. And we went upstairs to this very good Chinese restaurant. And I ate chow mein, excellent chow mein. And what else? Clams. And I can't even remember all the things I ate. I can't remember. By golly. Anyway, it's very good. Excellent. I really like that Chinese food. I don't much care for the Vietnamese food, but the Chinese food I like. And then from there, we just ate and make the club on top of the different hotels downtown Sanut. Beautiful things, gorgeous things. They have movies, bands, everything. It's just stateside. 13 of these things. The whole upstairs, almost every hotel in town is an officer's club on the top floor. And of course, like an idiot, I took pictures of everything. And stopped at some of the bookshops, stopped and looked at pictures, and looked and looked at gifts, which cost a fortune. Looked at a chess set, as I mentioned in my letter, it cost $103, and I know where I can get that same ivory chess set for $30, and I'm making sure I want it. It isn't that good a quality. Anyway, everything's marked up with a GI. And we wandered around, went in a couple more of these bars just to see if the same thing was going on. It was. And we got fed up, went home. We got home about 11 o'clock. We stayed up till 5 in the morning talking. Beer always. If I drank booze during those sessions, I would have been out of my can. They're quite impressed.